Woke up this morning and I got out of bed. Had a big old cup of coffee to clear my head. Ooh-wee. What's up with that? What's up with that?
I got to tell you, I'm hoping that you woke up this morning and got out of bed and had a big old cup of coffee to clear your head. Now I see that you're going to host the 74th Primetime Emmy Awards. So my question is, what's up with that? What's up with that, Keenan?
Yeah, hilarious. Thank you, man. Yeah, what's up with it? They called me. So I was like, yeah, thanks for calling. I'll do it. No problem. An interesting number because my brother was born in 74. I think Lauren is like near 74 these days. But I'm excited, man.
I've been watching Saturday Night Live since the very beginning, and literally, I'm that old. So I've been watching you since the very beginning, and you're the longest-running cast member on SNL. And I say to myself, God, I hope he never leaves. I wonder how long he'll stay on. And then I saw you got star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame that's right next to Lorne Michaels, and I thought, well, there's a sign. I guess he's on forever. At least I hope so. The Primetime Emmy Awards, and being a host of that, that's sort of a loaded gig, don't you think? I mean, social media's aimed at you, not just you. I mean, anybody that takes that gig, there's this unbelievable expectation, I think, on the part of people who tune in that no one will ever be able to match. And then afterwards, it's, all right, let's go to social media, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. How will he perform as a host of the Emmy Awards? I'm sure you know what I'm referring to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the age that we live in now. You know, people watch things and then they start typing. That's not going to deter me, I don't think, from answering the phone call when, you know, my phone rings.
Anybody that goes into your line of work has to accept the fact that criticism and praise are both part of the game. I was looking at some of your bio, and it said that you were a huge fan when you were a kid of The Price is Right, and that somehow affected your acting later on. Number one, is that true? Number two, how?
It didn't necessarily affect my acting, but I was definitely a huge fan. And the way it affected me was wanting to be on television because it was like everybody at that box was having a great time.
Saturday Night Live has had I don't know how many Emmy nominations and Emmy awards. I believe this year, Bowen Yang, Kate McKinnon are up for nominations, and also SNL, an outstanding variety sketch series. So it sounds like it could be a good reason for another SNL party. And it seems that no matter what cast changes occur, somebody comes up and picks up the ball, so to speak. When Kate McKinnon first came on, just as an example, you sort of can tell that some of these folks have a little bit more on the ball than others, and I'm looking forward to the new season of SNL, too, just to see how all that's going to play out.
It's a thing of, like, hard goodbyes, but then exciting hellos, basically, because there's the opportunity for Kate McKinnon to come in, or Kristen Wiig, or Cecily Strong, or an A.D. Bryant, you know what I mean? So they just have a great eye for talent, and I think a great connective issue to the minor leagues, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
But like, there's always kind of somebody on deck that's, you know, just phenomenal, and we just don't know about them yet.
But speaking of you, in 2014, SNL head writer Brian Tucker said putting, quote-unquote, Keenan Reacts on a script would get more laughs. Further elaborating, put him in your sketch somewhere, anywhere, and your sketch will get better, because Keenan knows how to take ordinary lines and make them funny, and take funny lines and make them special. And I just have to say, I couldn't agree more. My wife and I sit there and watch Saturday Night Live, and when you come on, you don't have to do anything. I mean, you obviously will, but we just start cracking up looking at your face.
Hey, I mean, that's kind of how I feel when I look in the mirror on my way out to do those things. Like, do I look funny in this? And if so, then let's go.
So the 74th Primetime Emmy Awards are going to be coming up. What kind of preparations do you have to go through?
It's a lot of writing, a lot of back and forth, reaching out to, you know, celebrities that are going to be in the room to see who's open to do bits and stuff. So it's a lot of, like, you know, kind of back and forth communication. And then we're going to have probably a few days of rehearsals, especially if there's musical numbers. I'm going to need to nail those down and make sure, you know, everything is hitting tight just for my own, like, personal non-panic sake. But at that, you know, it's the typical, like, waiting on the day, basically.
And you've been to the Emmys before many times, and I was fortunate enough to go to a couple of Emmy Awards because my daughter was in an Emmy-nominated series that was on Amazon. And I was surprised at the start and stop of it all. There really is no sort of, I guess you would call, pacing, because you get going, and then there's a commercial break. And people in the audience get up, go to the bathroom. They got seat fillers coming in. They sit down. There's a break for the commercials, and then back you come.
And it's what it is. You know, the first time you see it, it's awkward.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you go more than once, it's the same thing every time. So I think my job will be to kind of, you know, mitigate how much boredom happens in the in-between.
I love that. Well, I wanted to thank you, first of all, for being with us here at 720 WGN.
Pleasure. Thank you so very much. And love to all Chicago. And shout out to all the people that I actually do know there.